Chapter 135. She did not rise also, but said, having looked at him in the meanwhile with a fixed look of suspicion, and lips angrily compressed, "He was the chosen associate of your dear friend, Mr. Gowan, was he not? Why don't you ask your dear friend to help you?" Apostrophe, the denial that he was a dear friend rose to Arthur's lips, but he repressed it, remembering his old struggles and resolutions, and said, "Further than that, he has never seen Blandois since Blandois set out for England. Mr. Gowan knows nothing additional about him. He was a chance acquaintance, made abroad." Apostrophe, a chance acquaintance made abroad. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she repeated. "Yes. Your dear friend has need to divert himself with all the acquaintances he can make, seeing what a wife he has." "I hate his wife, sir." Apostrophe, the anger with which she said it, the more remarkable for being so much under her restraint, fixed Clennam's attention, and kept him on the spot. It flashed out of her dark eyes as they regarded him, quivered in her nostrils, and fired the very breath she exhaled. But her face was otherwise composed into a disdainful serenity, and her attitude was as calmly and haughtily graceful as if she had been in a mood of complete indifference. "All I will say is, Miss Wade, apostrophe," he remarked, "that you can have received no provocation to a feeling in which I believe you have no share. Apostrophe, you may ask your dear friend, if you choose, apostrophe," she returned, "for his opinion upon that subject. Apostrophe, I am scarcely on those intimate terms with my dear friend, apostrophe," said Arthur, in spite of his resolutions, "that would render my approaching the subject very probable, Miss Wade. Apostrophe, I hate him, apostrophe," she returned. "Worse than his wife, because I was once stupid enough, and false enough to myself, almost to love him. You have seen me, sir, only on commonplace occasions, when I dare say you have thought me a commonplace woman, a little more self-willed than the generality. You don't know what I mean by hating, if you know me no better than that. You can't know, without knowing with what care I have studied myself and people about me. For this reason I have for some time inclined to tell you, what my life has been, not to propitiate your opinion, for I set no value on it, but that you may comprehend, when you think of your dear friend and his dear wife, what I mean by hating. Shall I give you something I have written, and put by for your perusal, or shall I hold my hand?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Arthur begged her to give it to him. She went to the bureau, unlocked it, and took from an inner drawer a few folded sheets of paper. Without any conciliation of him, scarcely addressing him, rather speaking as if she were speaking to her own looking-glass for the justification of her own stubbornness, she said, as she gave them to him, "Now you may know what I mean by hating. No more of that. Sir, whether you find me temporarily and cheaply lodging in an empty London house, or in a Calais apartment, you find Harriet with me. You may like to see her before you leave. Harriet, come in." Apostrophe, she called Harriet again. The second call produced Harriet, once to Tickerham. "Here is Mr. Clennam, apostrophe," said Miss Wade. "Not come for you. He has given you up, I suppose you have, by this time?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, having no authority, or influence, yes, apostrophe, assented Clennam. "Not come in search of you, you see, but still seeking someone. He wants that Blandois man, apostrophe, with whom I saw you in the Strand in London, apostrophe, hinted Arthur. "If you know anything of him, Harriet, except that he came from Venice, which we all know, tell it to Mr. Clennam freely." "Apostrophe, I know nothing more about him, apostrophe," said the girl. "Are you satisfied?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Miss Wade inquired of Arthur. He had no reason to disbelieve them, the girl's manner being so natural as to be almost convincing if he had had any previous doubts. He replied, "I must seek for intelligence elsewhere." Apostrophe, he was not going in the same breath, but he had risen before the girl entered, and she evidently thought he was. She looked quickly at him, and said, "Are they well, sir?" Apostrophe apostrophe who? Apostrophe apostrophe she stopped herself in saying, what would have been all of them? Apostrophe glanced at Miss Wade, and said Mr. and Mrs. Meagles. Apostrophe they were, when I last heard of them. They are not at home. By the way, let me ask you. Is it true, that you were seen there? Apostrophe where? Where does anyone say I was seen? Apostrophe returned the girl, sullenly casting down her eyes. Looking in at the garden gate of the cottage. Apostrophe no, apostrophe said Miss Wade. She has never been near it. Apostrophe you are wrong then, apostrophe said the girl. I went down there the last time we were in London. I went one afternoon, when you left me alone. And I did look in. Apostrophe, you poor-spirited girl, apostrophe returned Miss Wade with infinite contempt. Does all our companionship, do all our conversations, do all your old complainings, tell for so little as that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, there was no harm in looking in at the gate for an instant, apostrophe said the girl. I saw by the windows, that the family were not there. Apostrophe, why should you go near the place? Apostrophe, apostrophe, because I wanted to see it. Because I felt, that I should like to look at it again. Apostrophe, as each of the two handsome faces looked at the other, Clennam felt how each of the two natures, must be constantly tearing the other to pieces. Oh! Apostrophe, apostrophe said Miss Wade, coldly subduing and removing her glance, if you had any desire, to see the place, where you led the life from which I rescued you, because you had found out what it was, that is another thing. But is that your truth to me? Is that your fidelity to me? Is that the common cause I make with you? You are not worth the confidence I have placed in you. You are not worth the favor I have shown you. You are no higher than a spaniel, and had better go back to the people who did worse than whip you. Apostrophe, if you speak so of them with anyone else by to hear, you'll provoke me to take their part, apostrophe said the girl. Go back to them, apostrophe Miss Wade retorted. Go back to them. Apostrophe, you know very well, apostrophe retorted Harriet in her turn, that I won't go back to them. You know very well, that I have thrown them off, and never can, never shall, never will, go back to them. Let them alone, then, Miss Wade. Apostrophe, you prefer their plenty to your less fat living here, apostrophe she rejoined. You exalt them, and slight me. What else should I have expected? I ought to have known it. Apostrophe, it's not so, apostrophe said the girl, flushing high, and you don't say what you mean. I know what you mean. You are reproaching me, underhanded, with having nobody but you to look to. And because I have nobody but you to look to, you think you are to make me do, or not do, everything you please, and are to put any affront upon me. You are as bad as they were, every bit. But I will not be quite tamed, and made submissive. I will say again, that I went to look at the house, because I had often thought, that I should like to see it once more. I will ask again how they are, because I once liked them, and at times thought they were kind to me. Apostrophe, hereupon Clennam said, that he was sure they would still receive her kindly, if she should ever desire to return. Never. Apostrophe, apostrophe said the girl passionately. I shall never do that. Nobody knows that better than Miss Wade, though she taunts me, because she has made me her dependent. And I know I am so, and I know she is overjoyed, when she can bring it to my mind. Apostrophe, a good pretense. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Miss Wade, with no less anger, haughtiness, and bitterness. But too threadbare to cover what I plainly see in this. My poverty will not bear competition with their money. Better go back at once, better go back at once, and have done with it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Arthur Clennam looked at them, standing a little distance asunder in the dull confined room, each proudly cherishing her own anger, each, with a fixed determination, torturing her own breast, and torturing the others. He said a word or two of leave-taking, but Miss Wade barely inclined her head, and Harriet, with the assumed humiliation of an abject dependent and serf, but not without defiance for all that, made as if she were too low to notice, or to be noticed. He came down the dark winding stairs into the yard with an increased sense upon him of the gloom of the wall that was dead, and of the shrubs that were dead, and of the fountain that was dry, and of the statue that was gone. Pondering much on what he had seen and heard in that house, as well as on the failure of all his efforts to trace the suspicious character who was lost, he returned to London, and to England by the packet that had taken him over. On the way he unfolded the sheets of paper, and read in them what is reproduced in the next chapter. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.